testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Attitude is back with some reality. Ready to make an entrance into history. And you know I like to rap about society. But first let me answer to the critics on the crowd, crying and screaming at my rap foul. But let them keep screaming, cause you know that I don't hear it. You know I speak the truth, so I just grin and bear it. But let me just see who be listening to my tape. You're sitting in your dorm and listening with your roommate. Some are embarrassed, so they're doing it with a walk, man. The other stuff is Jewish, we gotta have a talk, man. Understand one thing, I'm gonna say this. Listen to my lyrics before you're quick to diss. Selling out in Friday, already in the oven. Must be 1,000 copies, but I'm maybe young. I'm the BLACKHATTITUDE. Yeah, you brothers know me, but I'm back to the lecture at hand. Got issues to discuss, I'ma let you understand. It's a real nasty message, so it might sound cold, but they sub. So Nate and Yako.
Never heard a song like this before, where it talks about a self, so Nate Yako. And of course this idea comes into play. Situations with the nations happen every single day. Our nation was chosen from them all, in the midst of a ghost, but we must stand tall. Look at how Israel is always in the news. Look at the abuse being taken by the Jews. For example, yeah, I'll give you a sample. The Jews went into court and came out all trampled. An Arab pulled a gun and killed the Jew. And in his getaway, he popped a cop too. I won't be complaining cause I really don't wanna, but the Jew that he killed was Rabbi Meir Kahan. The jury in the case convicted him for one. About the Jewish guy, he didn't shoot his gun. The Gentile cop, shoot, yeah, he did it. The Jewish guy, no one seems to have seen it. That's a little case that no one seems to notice. I rap between the lines and that's why I wrote this. It ain't another thing that just fades away, because anti-Semitism was a thing of today. It's very sensitive, but it must be told that he served. So Nate and Yako.
So Nate and Yako. So Nate and Yako.
Rolling back to the past, to the Crown Heights riot thing. It happened years back, but it still does sting. It started in the neighborhood, you all well know. Left a big deep scar on everybody's soul. A tragic event, people explode. A violent scenario begins to unfold. Tension was high, the accusations flew. They started doing rallies, blame it on the Jew. Demonstrations, allegations, no one stopped to deny it. Now they're all in Crown Heights, perpetrating a riot. The mayor wasn't trying to keep it all quiet, cause he was one of theirs, so he couldn't defy it. Now to top it all off, they went and stabbed a guy. Left him in cold blood, yeah, that's how he died.
There is no justice in a legal system when a killer walks free and nobody will listen.
Now I'm proud I said it, and I don't regret it, cause all the Jews keep quiet, had it too, won't let it. I'ma put the rap down, put the fact down, and if you don't like my tape, I tell you put it back down. Yeah, cause I don't quit, I just keep putting out the jams, hit by hit. You might get along with the going real tope, they sub. So Nate and Yako.
Is at large and it ain't that ironic. The jihad in effect is holy war in Islamic. A war against the West is what they wanna do. Even though they're in this country and it's treated cool. U.S. law lets them practice their religion here. They get to preach, interpret, and yes, they're treated fair. What's the problem? Can you tell me, please, could you? No, you can't, so I'll tell you what's my point of view. They don't really got a beef with the United States, but they're allies with the Jews, and that's what they hate. America does recognize the state of Israel. Islamic haters come from that, and that's the real deal. So they bomb the World Trade Center, and they kill a few. And the motive just originates from hating Jews. When you see it on the top, it may not look like that. The attitude to see it different, and that's a fact. They open fire on the boys at the Brooklyn Bridge. Just hearing it made everybody cringe. Now the boys were all Jewish, yes, I'm sure you know. And they left one of our brothers lying on their throat. Now the boy never made it, yes, he passed away. Another victim of a terrorist is what they say. But I gotta prove my point, so I must be bold. That they sub, so Nate and Yako.